Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the president with Green County Youth Athletic Association, Travis Warnicki, now joining us. So thank you very much, Travis, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. About this time that we had you on last year, Travis, and back then we talked about, you know, not having a football season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, you're able to have your kind of full-fledged look at football. So kind of give us the rundown about how that season's been going and the culmination of all that hard work coming up next week.
It's really good to be able to get the kids out there after taking a full year off, get them active again, into that team environment. People, I don't think, realize sometimes that the team environment really helps them with their learning skills. Everything we do in life is all about working on some type of team, usually. So it's really nice to see the kids. You can tell they missed it. There's that spark in their eyes when they're out there doing those things. That's the greatest part of doing it. But not having games or practices or anything last year, and anything GCYA did, it did kind of hurt our organization just because we missed that in touch with the parents and the kids. So to get the membership levels back up, to get parents and kids to realize what all programs we have to offer and to come, we didn't get that last year. And we're still seeing a little bit with this year of the COVID hitting where kids aren't coming to practice because their parents are being precautious, which we greatly appreciate. But, you know, it's hard to coordinate schedules that way. How many kids are we going to have for practice? Things like that. We had started the season with two teams, and with everything that was going on, we decided to buckle that into one big team to kind of help things out that way. When someone was sick or we needed to fill a spot, it was easier to do it that way. And flag was always one big team, so we were good there, but the tackle program was two. Does make it tricky for Tuesday the 28th, getting everyone to realize that, you know, we had a red tackle team and we had a black tackle team, and that's who's going to scrimmage Tuesday the 28th. I think the parents and the kids are getting that figured out.
Obviously, you know, everybody talks about safety, and for those parents that, you know, maybe were on the fence and didn't have their kid, play tackle football this year or even flag, what are some of the safety precautions that are in place that are utilized specifically with football?
We take that all of our sports very seriously. In football, we have try to get the most the safest helmets, shoulder pads. We do concussion testing, and that's done through a athletic trainer, and she's at all of our home games. Flag kids, even our flag kids wear helmets. A lot of the things that we've noticed that we've put into place was probably done that most of the leagues that we have played in, they haven't required. So until a couple years ago, our football league that we're in, they didn't require their flag kids to have helmets or anything. We did it just because we wanted that safety aspect of it. We're one of the only ones that does concussion testing in our league. Now, a bunch of other leagues we've been in, they did some concussion testing, but those are big things. We get some help from the high school as far as keeping up to date on our techniques to make sure that we're tackling properly, doing things that are the safest for the children.
For sure. And then obviously, you touched about the 28th being your scrimmage day. Can you kind of give us, you know, the pertinent information, the time, what's going to be happening during that event, all that fun stuff?
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of our first year for this. I think we did a Saturday showdown before. The kids and the parents really enjoyed that. So the 28th, we're going to be doing a fundraiser. Instead of going out and selling magazines or cards or anything like that, we let the school do that. That's how they raise their funds. So we decided we need some way to do a fundraiser. So let's let the kids go out there and show everybody what they're made of. You know, as the kids say, let me show you what I'm made of. So the 28th, we're going to do that. Gates open at 5. I think cattlemen are helping feed, so they're doing all the cooking. The game's at 6, so we'll be doing try to do as much close to a full game as possible for our red versus black tackle teams. At halftime, we'll let our flag kids come out. We'll give everybody a kind of a showing of what the flag's all about. We do have enough kids for two teams there, so we let them get out there and play. I know they'll be doing free will donation. They're going to be selling 50-50 tickets. I'm going to be selling some apparel, so just things we've had left over. We had Emily Gannon donated some shirts, so we're going to sell those shirts. Just numerous little things that we're going to try to do. Like I said, it's instead of selling anything else, we're just going to do it as a community event. You know, I remember as a kid always doing the get-togethers, kind of everybody brings a side, you know, that type of thing. This kind of takes me back to those days of everybody getting together, sitting around, get a talk, enjoy a sporting event, watch the kids have fun, let them show off their skills. Especially after taking a year off, it's really good for the kids. They're really excited to show everybody what they can do. Hopefully some people who can't make the weekend games can maybe make this weekday game, and the kids really are really excited for this.
Now, obviously, you've got all this equipment purchases and whatnot for a nonprofit organization. It'd be kind of tough, especially after you take a whole year off of not doing any activities. But you got a lot of your football equipment that you were, I think, were excited to use, but really couldn't last year from grants. Can you talk to us about that aspect?
We're always excited anytime we can get our equipment updated, especially if it makes the kid safer. So two of the things that we had been trying to get updated were shoulder pads and some of our tackling equipment. Over the years, things change. The way you do different drills, you know, the way they figure out that this way is better than other, this way is safer. I mean, we got some new tackling rings and things like that for the kids. So we got from the Green County Community Foundation, we got 74 new shoulder pads. We also got about 16 different tackling devices or tackling dummies. That's been really nice. The kids are using that. We were excited to use them last year. Didn't get to.
Right.
And I felt bad because, you know, I really wanted to show those off and show the community, look what the Community Foundation did. And this year we definitely got lots of pictures of that. And the kids are having fun with it.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with the president of Green County Youth Athletic Association is Travis Warnicke joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.